This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
This week, the U.S. Supreme Court has heard arguments in a case that may impact both how we watch television in the future and how we use cloud computing. The case ABC versus Aereo has broadcasters arguing about a violation of copyright, but Aereo, which rents you an antenna so you can watch and record broadcast television on your devices, argues it's just a rabbit ears rental company in a startup's body. Depending on deliberations, the Supreme Court could deliver a decision in May or later this summer. But here to talk about the case right now is Marketplace senior reporter David Gura. Hey, David.
Hey, Ben.
So did you get the sense that these justices in their robes knew the tech part of this case?
You know, it's funny. I was at the court a few years ago for another set of arguments about cell phones. And back then, I could really detect that a number of them just didn't get the sort of fundamentals of how a cell phone works. You know, today was different. I thought, a number of the justices brought up the technology that they have at home, a Roku, a Netflix account. There were a few exceptions, but it seemed like people were more read in, understood the technology better than they did maybe just a couple of years ago.
Give us a little recap of these arguments here. What's Aereo saying and what are the broadcasters talking about?
Yeah, so this case really hinges on this distinction between what's a private performance and what's a public performance.
All right.
Aereo is saying that because you control your own antenna and your own DVR, this is a private performance and it's totally legal. So that's the argument that they made. The broadcasters made the argument they've been making for a number of months now, that being that Aereo is sort of freeloading, and by doing this at scale for thousands of customers, it's a public performance and that makes it illegal.
So I would imagine Aereo is saying there's a solid legal precedent here, whereas the broadcasters are basically making the loophole argument.
Yeah, it's funny. I think a number of times the justices were actually looking at Aereo and saying, you know, do you really need these thousands of antennas, or is just this just kind of a gimmick? And it's funny, they couldn't really pin them down. Aereo was saying that the reason that they have this construct in part is because they're a startup, and what they want to do is make it really easy for customers to understand that what they're getting through Aereo is very similar to what they could get at home. In other words, you could go out and buy an antenna and a DVR, have that at your house.
Spend 6 hours setting it up.
And a couple hundred bucks or whatever. And with Aereo, the same thing's happening, they say, just off-site at one of their antenna farms.
I understand that Aereo made the argument also that this is also important for the future of cloud computing. What do they mean by that?
If you think about what Aereo's doing, it's not that different from how we interact with the cloud right now. You know, through their service, I would be able to watch something that they've recorded at their server farm, at their antenna farm.
Right. Seinfeld, et cetera.
Of course. Any time of day. but I think a lot of companies that rely on the cloud are worried that depending on how the court rules, that could change just sort of how the cloud has seen sort of like legal parameters. So, you know, they would have to go about seeing, you know, what content on their servers, on their computers is copyrighted and would need licensing. So the attorneys were arguing, you know, the court could be opening the door to a whole mess of stuff here.
Very interesting. Marketplace senior reporter David Gura. David, thank you, man.
Thanks, Ben.